Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. All right, Amanda, it's your time. It's time for Savvy Savings.
So yes. This is a new segment we're trying out, welcoming feedback from you, the listeners. But each week we're going to focus on some ways that you can save money. So today's topic, groceries.
Groceries.
So if you look at the things in your life that you need versus want, groceries are probably on the list of needs, but you don't necessarily want to spend money on them. So there's a couple ways to, well, first of all, I just learned that the average American family spends approximately $650 per month on groceries.
Hey, wait a minute. If you go back a couple episodes, that's the amount we're going to spend on Christmas.
It is. So if you don't want to eat in the month of December, there's your Christmas budget.
There you go.
How much do you spend a month on groceries, Craig?
Oh, just a couple $100.
Yeah.
Well, the other difference is I travel a lot. So yeah. I'm also eating out of a food bag where some of the hotels I'm staying at, I get 50% off at. So
a free breakfast.
Yeah, it's really a fluid, or I'm eating pretzels on a plane. That's my lunch. Okay. So this is a very fluid situation.
It's a fluid situation.
And I get free coffee and free sodas. So,
In one of our future episodes, we'll talk about budgeting, but your fluid situation doesn't sound like you've got your budget nailed down there, but.
Hey.
All right. So $650 is what the average American family spends on groceries, which I think is actually pretty good if you've got a family of, say, four or so. But if you're spending substantially more than that, or if you even just want to reduce that because it's such a substantial part of your monthly budget and shift some of that money to, say, your retirement account, here's a couple tips. Tip number one, shop online for pickup. We talked about this in one of our previous episodes as well. But
you love Walmart.
It could be Walmart. I know Aldi also does the shop and pickup. I'm from Wisconsin. We have a store up there called Festival Foods, and they do shop online and pickup. And more of your local retailers are doing the same. Publix, Target, they all do shop online and pickup. A couple of advantages there. First, you're not tempted with all of the attractive things in the grocery store, so no impulse buys. Second, you're not bringing your kids into the store for them to do impulse buys or grabbing things off the shelves and putting them in the cart. And you don't have to get out of your car with your kids. So a couple of win-wins there.
Because you have Roscoe in the car with you.
I have Roscoe with me.
Roscoe!
Yeah, Roscoe.
We figured out a way to get him into the episode. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, he would love to get out of the car, especially if food's involved. So. All right. So then the next tip I have, before you even get to the grocery store, make a menu and a shopping list to go with it. So I have a sister who is so good at making a menu. She does it a whole month in advance.
Wow.
So she picks up a calendar. She writes the dinner menu on every single day. And she just knows then when she goes to the grocery store, I need to get items and ingredients for this week's menu and picks those up. And if you have a list, you're more likely to stick to the list. And second, you're going to probably avoid a second trip to the grocery store to pick up the things you forgot the first time and then also have more impulse buys. So the list is important. Another tip, while you're at the grocery store, consider buying generic. Quick anecdote, I worked in a cheese factory right out of high school before I went to college.
Wait a minute. Where was this cheese factory?
Well, I told you I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, land of the cheese heads.
What kind of cheese did you make?
So I was at a mozzarella factory. Oh. And so I was in charge, or not in charge. I was a high school kid. I was on the manufacturing or the packaging line for string cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could you, did you eat any?
Oh yeah, all the time. Oh, I got so sick goodness. From all the salty cheese. Yeah.
Anyway, that would be
anyway,
a dream
so
job.
Anyway, I was working in a cheese factory packaging string cheese, and I will tell you a secret. We had one cheese manufactured there, and the same exact string cheese went into multiple brands of packaging.
Mm.
So if you are ever looking at something in the grocery store and you're thinking, oh yeah, that it costs more, so it must be a better product. That's not going to always be the case. I know canning factories do the same thing. They slap a different label on the same exact can of green beans. So you're getting the same exact product, but you're paying a premium for a brand. So keep that in mind. Consider buying generic.
Do you have an Aldi down in Florida?
I haven't. So there are some here, but not anywhere near where I live. It would cost me more in gas to go there than.
If you go into Aldi, just what you just said, like yeah. if you see Kraft macaroni and cheese, the box, mm-hmm. they have the same exact coloring, design, everything, yep. but they don't call it Kraft macaroni and cheese, but right. it has the same exact printing, right. but they call it something else.
The final thing is there are a number of apps out there that will give you cash back if you scan your receipt. So I just recently started using Ibotta, and you just pick some items that you would normally buy. So I wouldn't go and make it an effort to buy items just for cash back if you weren't normally going to buy them, because then you're spending money you wouldn't have ordinarily spent. But if you're picking up items that you need anyway, then why not get some cash back? And once you hit $20 worth of cash back in your account, you can transfer it out to your Venmo or whatever other cash account you want to put your cash in.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the show notes available over at rockonthemoney.com. But you're saying, what is it called?
Ibotta. I mean, that's just one. There are multiple different apps out there that do cash back.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
So there you go. Savvy savings.
Savvy savings with Amanda. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website, so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.